Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before Him. Heaven and earth adore Him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes, we are grateful to have you with us. We are grateful to have you. And of course, we are blessed to be found in the presence, in the very presence of God, the presence of God. Oh, what an awesome place to be. What an awesome place to be in His presence. Yes, to be found in His presence, to be with the believers, to be with those who stand on the promises, on the promises of God. Yes, God has granted many promises to us, and our job is to stand and to believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To believe. That's our assignment. That's our job, to believe. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Listen to that. I am He. Before me, there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. Listen to me. Isaiah 43 and 10. You are my witnesses. And you are my servants. You are the ones that I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Glory to God. Before me, there was no God, none formed, nor shall there be any after me. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord comes through Isaiah, the prophet. Chapter 43 and 10. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come, Master, thanking you for this day, thanking you for this opportunity that you alone have given us. Thank you, God, for the time, oh God. Thank you, God, for the strength, oh God. Thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. Thank you, God, for your keeping power. Thank you, God, for regulating our minds. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see this day. Thank you. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We are grateful, God, for the raiments that you provide for us. Oh, God, that the food that you, the nourishments, oh, God, for our bodies, Master, that only you can give us. Only you could bless us, oh, God. We just thank you, Master. We thank you for this very moment, this very second that you have allowed us to be present. And we thank you, God. We are just so grateful, God, for everything that you're doing, for things that have yet to come. Hallelujah. Because we believe, oh God. We believe. And we trust, oh God, in you, in your word, Master. And we are just so grateful. We are so grateful for Jesus. Oh, yes, we are just grateful for Jesus. Had Jesus not came, oh, God, where would we be? Oh, Master, we are just grateful. Hallelujah. We give you praise, God. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for everything. The blessings that we see, the blessings that we don't see, but we know that they are coming because you're working it out on our behalf. We thank you for the healing, God, healing of our bodies, God, shrinking of tumors, God, shrinking of anything that is not of you, that's in our bodies, the attacks that we're experiencing, God. Oh, Master, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. Yeah. Because you alone, God, were wounded for our transgressions. You was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement, oh God, of your peace. Yes, it was upon you. You, it was upon you. And through your stripes, by your stripes, within your stripes, Master, we are healed. And we believe it right now. And we hold to that. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what's going on, we believe. Hallelujah. We believe. We lay down believing. We wake up believing. Oh, glory to God. We believe all during the day. And we trust you, God. Because you are anointed. You are the anointed one. Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, we are just grateful. We are just grateful. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are grateful for everyone that is present and accountable. We are grateful for your listening ears. Yes. We thank God. We thank God. We thank God for you. And we thank him for you. Yeah. We just praise God. We praise him for his teachings. His teachings. His teachings of the word. That's his word. That he so diligently, oh, he so diligently give to us. To redeem us. To keep us. Hallelujah. To save us. Save us from a burning hell. Save us from a pit. Oh, God. We're grateful, God. We are grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise him. Oh, yes, we praise him. And we give him thanks today. Hallelujah. Moving quickly into our word. Hallelujah. Yeah. Victorious living is so delightful to have you with us, to have your ears. Go get your water. We're just going to be 30 little minutes. 30 minutes. Yeah. We're going to give this word that God has given to us. Yeah. Because we know we have been discussing being touched. Being touched. Yeah. Just one touch. That's all you need. One touch. Yeah. That's what we talked about last week. We were talking about the touch. The touch from an almighty God. One touch. One touch. How the lady was sick. She had been sick for years. But it was just that touch. She just needed to touch his garment. And she knew that she would be healed. That touch. Yeah. That one touch. Yeah, we were able to just talk about the years of the suffering, knowing that there was come a time when she would be completely healed. See, that's when you just believe. You believe. Hold to your faith and trust God. Yeah. We talked about the son who had left his father, who had decided that he wanted his share. He wanted his inheritance. Yeah. And he found himself years later eating there with the swines. Yeah, getting ready to go and eat with the swines. And he realized where he was. Just one touch. That was just a shake-up. A shake-up right then. He just shook him up so he could realize, come to himself and realize who his father was. Glory to God. Just one touch. So we're going to just continue in our topic. Our topic is one touch. And we know that God has the power to, if he didn't touch you, he has the power to just blow on you. Breathe on you. Just breathe. Yeah. He has the ability to raise men up and to cause men to lay down. He has that kind of power. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about the risen Savior who is in the world today, who walks with us and talks with us. A along this narrow, it's a narrow journey. This along this way. We're not alone, but he's ever present. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go quickly with me to Mark chapter 2. Yeah, in Mark chapter 2. Glory to God. I get happy. I get happy. Just praising God. Just get happy. Praising him. Mark tells us the story of Jesus. The beginning with his baptism and ending with his death and the resurrection. He says more about what Jesus did than what he said. Ha! Listen to that. Yeah, listen to that. Mark tells us, he tells us that Jesus was a human being and that he was the Son of God. Both friends and enemies of Jesus did not really understand who he was. Jesus came to this earth to suffer and to die for our sins. Yeah, you and me. Uh-huh. And you. God wants us to repent of our sins and believe in Jesus. Glory to God. Yes. We know people that's going to appear in the book of Mark. Yeah. Peter, James, and John. Zacharias. John the Baptist. And, of course, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. So we're going to start off with chapter 2 in the book of Mark. Yeah, and it starts off and it says to us, a few days later when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. Listen to that. Yeah, just think about it. Jesus, he was at home and it was going all through the neighborhoods. People were talking about Jesus. Yeah. Jesus, that's what they were saying. They were talking, Jesus, he was coming. Yeah, Jesus, he was finally home. Finally, Jesus was home. Verse 2 says, so many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. See, Jesus, glory to God. Jesus, he used the word. He used the word. Jesus, he took time. He took time to teach. And that's so important. He takes time to teach the word of God. To who? Who did he teach to? He taught the word of God to the people. Hallelujah. I'm writing this. I'm writing as I'm talking to you. I'm writing it. Yes. He's teaching the word of God to the people. Look at that. Verse 3 says, some men came bringing to him a paraplegic. They carried by four men. Carried this person. Yeah. Moving in on faith. Moving in on faith. Walking on faith. Hallelujah. Friends, to take time to carry you. Friend, to take time to bring you somewhere where you can see a difference in your life. Friends, taking time to show you who Jesus is. To give you hope, hallelujah, in a dark place. To give you hope when you feel there is no hope. To give you grace, hallelujah, and mercy. Oh, glory to God. Friends, taking out the time of their schedule. Friends, not wanting to be selfish, but wanting to share Jesus. Hallelujah. Friends, huh? Look at that. Did they have to do that? Mm-mm. They didn't have to. But this was what they desired to do. Glory to God. This is what they wanted to do. Yeah. Friends. Oh, you listen to what I'm saying. Yeah. Taking the time. Let's go to verse 14. I'm sorry, verse 4. I'm just getting excited with this. It says here, verse 4, and it says, I'm going to go back to 3. Some men came bringing to him a paraplegic, carried by 4 of them. Verse 4. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus. And after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was laying on. Now, listen to that. So what did they have to do? For some of us, when we were told that we couldn't get in, we would decide that, oh, well, we can't get in, so we just going to, what you want to go get something to eat, or you're going to go home, because we can't get in. So some of us just give up just that quick. It's a done deal. We can't do it. Yeah, some of us, that's our nature. We're not going to hang in. We're not going to persevere. We're just going to throw up our hands and say, oh, well, we can't get in. Look at this. All these people, well, we're just going to have to bring you back because we just can't do it. But not these friends. Not these friends. They were not that kind. Yeah. They were determined. And that's what we have to have. We have to have determination. Are you listening to me? We have to be determined. Yeah. So undoubtedly they came with tools. They had their own tools. They didn't have to go ask nobody to give me a shovel. They didn't have to do it. They came prepared. That's the word, prepared. They were prepared. Yeah. So here we see that they begin to open. They begin to dig a hole. Now, it's not made plain to us whether or not they had to have a shovel or if it was some type of roof that was just easy, if it was stycone or if it was some kind of straw. We don't know that. But we know that they had to dig. Yeah. And digging takes time. Digging takes effort. Digging takes determination. Because in order to get somewhere, you got to dig. In order to see this Jesus that we're talking about, sometime you have to dig. Sometime you have to be determined. No matter what's going on. Yeah. Your car break, you're trying to go to church. Hey, I will call a cab. Your car break, you can't get there. I will walk. My car break and I need to go, I will call someone. Hallelujah. I got to be determined. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Am I talking to anybody? Determination is what we see in here in order to get this touch that we're talking about. Remember, one touch. That's all they need. One touch. And sometimes it's just one word from God. The word from God. Yeah. Look at Jesus. He's standing here and he's giving out the word. Yeah, the word is being used. The word is our weapon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at this. Jesus. Couldn't get there because of the crowd. So they was determined. They decided that they were going to open up the roof above Jesus' head. And it says here that after digging through they lowered the man. After the hole was big enough. Now, just think about that. Here you are in a church, in a sanctuary, or in a temple, whatever it is, even in a house. And all of a sudden, everybody's listening to the word, but all of a sudden there's a air, breeze come over the top of your head, huh? And all of a sudden, this person is lowered down in the middle of the congregation. Hallelujah. I can imagine at that particular time, at that particular moment, everything got quiet. Everything got quiet. Yeah. Think about it. quiet. Yeah. Got quiet, still. Yeah. Something was happening. Yeah. The miracle was beginning to show. It was beginning to form. It was shaping right before their very eyes. A miracle. Friends. These were friends who were believers. Yeah, these were friends who were walking by faith and not by sight. These were friends who were trusting. They were trusting in God. But not only did they trust God, they took their hands and their feet and they put them to work. Hallelujah. Yeah, the servitude. Yeah, the servitude. It just kicked in. And they became higher servants of a Most High God. Yeah. Yeah, because they begin to act it out and not just read it and hold it, but they decided they were going to act it out when they begin to lower him down in the middle of the congregation. Verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paraplegic, he said, son, your sins are forgiven. Glory to God. Jesus has that power. And that same power he has given us who are believers in him, who are believers, who are faith walkers, who are faith in action. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Speak the word. Use the word. Work the word. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus was doing. Jesus was working the word. The word had came off the paper. Huh? It came off. It was no longer in paper form. Now the word was live right before your eyes. Huh? What? In living color. It was in living color. All you had to do is be quiet and watch the word. Work the word. He spoke it and he said to, your sins are forgiven. Yeah, yeah. Jesus. So he said to rise. Get up. See, many of us are in this muck. We're in the muck and we're in the mire. Huh? And Jesus is telling us right here, right now, to get up, to rise on up. Huh? Your sins have been forgiven. Many of us have not forgiven ourselves for things that we've done in the past. For things that we may be still stuck in right now. And Jesus is talking to us. Yeah. A lot of us are paralyzed. Yeah. We're paralyzed in a place called no hope. We're paralyzed. We're blind. We can't see. Yeah. We're paralyzed with misunderstandings. We're paralyzed, walking in darkness. Glory to God. And Jesus is saying right here, right now, that your sins, glory to God, your sin have been forgiven. Glory to God. Why? Your sins have been forgiven because of your effort. Your effort that you have put forward. To come to me. You come to me. You're seeking me. You're seeking the Savior of the world. Glory to God. I'm speaking a word to you. That's what he's saying. I'm speaking a word. And all you have to do, receive the word. Receive the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, I'm getting so happy. Receive it. Even though the enemy many times try to put up a wall where you can't see, you can't hear. But the word is coming. The word will take you and just put you right down in the middle of the congregation. The word will cause everything to stand still for you to receive your blessing. Are you listening to me? Verse 6 says, now, some leaders of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves. And we know that there are unbelievers everywhere. Unbelievers are always around. Unbelievers are always lurking. Unbelievers are always judgmental. Unbelievers do not want you to get what God has for you. Yeah, workers of iniquity. Enemies of God. Imps of Satan. They're all around. Yeah. But God, who is our Savior, God, who is so merciful to us, glory to God, sent Jesus. Oh, glory to God. He sent Jesus. Yeah. Jesus had to come down through 42 generations. Huh? Yeah. Just to reach way down and just touch us. Just reach way down. No matter where we was, no matter what we were doing, he just reached way down. Glory to God. But here we see that this teacher was a teacher of the law. And we know that the law was not grace. The law had never seen grace. The law had never met grace. And here we see grace is on the scene. Grace and mercy is standing right here. Glory to God. But the law was for what should not happen. The law was for who should not do something. The law was for what you should not do, what you were unable to do. But all grace and mercy showed up to that paraplegic. Yeah, showed up in the house. Grace was there. And grace said to rise up and walk. Hallelujah. No matter what the law says, that we walk by faith. And we don't have to see it, but we believe within our heart. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. It's not anything that we have done. It's only through the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we are here, that we are able to raise our hands. Hallelujah. And give praises to an almighty God. It's through grace. Grace showed up. Grace was on that cross. It was all grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Yeah, grace through the blood of Jesus. Only through the blood of Jesus, the undocumented blood that Jesus has, that he told this man to rise up, to get on up and walk. Why? Because his sins were forgiven that very minute. He didn't have to do any hoops. He didn't have to do anything because grace had already done everything. Hallelujah. That was needed to be done. Let us pray. Woo! We thank God. We thank God for grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Master, for your word. We thank you, God, for Jesus. We bless your holy name, God. Master, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you bless the listeners, God, whatever they stand in need of. Heal the bodies, God. Let us know, God, that it was only you that allowed Jesus to touch our bodies. In Jesus' holy name. We thank God. We thank God for this word. And we look forward to seeing you back here with us on Friday night. And we know that this Friday coming is our next generation night. Yeah. Next generation. We do next generation every third Friday. Glory to God. And of course, on Sunday evenings with God Favorite Ministries with Pastor George. We are just grateful. We are grateful. We are grateful. Your job, your assignment is to believe Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Hallelujah.